Welcome to Stade Olympique in Montreal, for the game between the New York Mets and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Gil Flores. Batting second. The shortstop, Frank Tavares. Batting third. The center fielder, Lee Mozzilli. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Willie Montanez. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Richie Hebner. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Joel Youngblood. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ron Hodges. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Doug Flynn. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wayne Twichell. Pitching for the New York Mets, Wayne Twichell. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Warren Cromartie. Batting second. The second baseman, Dave Cash. Batting third. The center fielder, Andre Dawson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Rusty Staub. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ellis Valentine. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Larry Parrish. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Chris Spear. Batting eighth. The catcher, Duffy Dyer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, David Palmer. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, David Palmer. And now, play ball. Gil Flores is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flores hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cash scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lee Mozzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozzilli takes first base on ball four. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montanez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cash scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie takes first base on ball four. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hebner fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hebner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner takes first base on ball four. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges takes first base on ball four. Hebner moves to second. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Twichell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Twichell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hebner moves to third. Hodges moves to second. Gil Flores is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flores is 0 for 1 in the game. Flores hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Valentine. Flores reaches second base with a double. Hebner scores. Hodges scores. Twichell moves to third. It's 2-0, Mets. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is 0 for 1 in the game. Tavares hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Mets. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine takes first base on ball 4. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish takes first base on ball 4. Valentine moves to second. Andy Hosler now pitching. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Valentine. The throw from Hodges and he is safe. Valentine steals third. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Spear takes first base on ball 4. Parrish moves to second. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Flores. Dyer reaches second base with a double. Valentine scores. Parrish scores. Spear moves to third. It's 3-2, Expos. David Palmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Flynn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Cromartie hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hebner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 1 in the game. Cash strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Lee Mozilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozilli is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Mozilli hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montanez is 0 for 1 in the game. Montanez strikes out. One out. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Hebner is hit by the pitch. Mozilli moves to second. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 0 for 1 in the game. Youngblood hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cash scoops it up and throws to first, with Palmer covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets 2. The Expos will come to bat. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0 for 1 in the game. Dawson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Staub hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dawson moves to third. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Valentine hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dawson scores. Staub moves to second. It's 4-2, Expos. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Parrish hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Youngblood. Parrish reaches second base with a double. Staub scores. Valentine moves to third. It's 5-2, Expos. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Spear hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hostler fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Dyer is walked intentionally. David Palmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmer is 0-for-1 in the game. Palmer strikes out. Two outs. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Cromarty hits a fly ball into center field. Mazzilli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Flynn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Staub scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Flynn for the out. One out. Dan Norman pinch hits for Andy Hostler. Dan Norman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gil Flores is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flores is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Flores takes first base on ball 4. Norman moves to second. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is 0-for-2 in the game. Tavares hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Norman moves to third. Flores moves to second. Rudy May now pitching. Lee Mazzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazzilli is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mazzilli strikes out. Two outs. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montanez is 0-for-2 in the game. Montanez hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Mets 2. The Expos will come to bat. Dale Murray now pitching. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-2 in the game. Cash hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Flynn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dawson takes first base on ball 4. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Dawson. The throw from Hodges and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Staub is walked intentionally. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Valentine hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Flores. Valentine reaches second base with a double. Dawson scores. Staub moves to third. It's 6-2, Expos. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Parrish is walked intentionally. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Spear hits a fly ball into center field. Mazzilli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Dyer hits a pop-up towards first. Montanez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Hebner strikes out. One out. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 0-for-2 in the game. Youngblood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hodges strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Mets 2. The Expos will come to bat. Rudy May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cromartie hits a fly ball into center field. Mazzilli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-3 in the game. Cash hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Flynn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 0-for-2 in the game. Flynn hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Valentine. Flynn reaches second base with a double. Alex Trevino pinch hits for Dale Murray. Alex Trevino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trevino strikes out. One out. Gil Flores is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flores is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Flores hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tavares hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Mets 2. The Expos will come to bat. Alex Trevino now playing second base. Doug Flynn now playing shortstop. Dwight Bernard now pitching. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dawson hits a fly ball into center field. Mazzilli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Staub hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hodges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Valentine hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Youngblood. Valentine reaches second base with a double. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Parrish hits a fly ball into left field. Youngblood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Tom Hutton now playing first base. Lee Mozzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozzilli is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mozzilli takes first base on ball 4. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montanez is 0-for-3 in the game. Montanez hits a fly ball into left field. Cromarty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Hebner hits a fly ball into left field. Cromarty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 0-for-3 in the game. Youngblood hits a line drive into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Mets 2. The Expos will come to bat. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Spear hits a fly ball into center field. Mozzilli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Dyer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Flores. Dyer reaches second base with a double. Rudy May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May strikes out. Two outs. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Cromarty is walked intentionally. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-4 in the game. Cash hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dyer scores. Cromarty moves to second. It's 7-2, Expos. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dawson hits a fly ball into right field. Flora settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 7, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Jerry White now playing right field. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hodges is called out on strikes. One out. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Flynn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off May, and towards Spear, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alex Trevino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trevino is 0-for-1 in the game. Trevino hits a fly ball into left field. Cromarty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 7, and the Mets 2. The Expos will come to bat. Tom Hutton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Trevino settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards first. Montanez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats White for the out. Two outs. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and two walks. He's got 1 RBI. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hebner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 7, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Tom Hutton now playing right field. Tony Perez now playing first base. Gil Flores is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flores is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Flores hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Stearns pinch hits for Dwight Bernard. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Flores moves to third. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns hits a fly ball into right field. Hutton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Mozilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozilli is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Mozilli is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montanez is 0-for-4 in the game. Montanez hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cromartie. Montanez reaches second base with a double. Flores scores. It's 7-3, Expos. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Hebner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Montanez moves to third. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 0-for-4 in the game. Youngblood hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 7, and New York Mets, 3. Goodbye from Stade Olympique in Montreal.